Post-game continues here on Mix 101.7 as Sioux Central basking in the glory of a district final win, 54-44. And now we have Coach Stephen Jaden. How would you sum this one up? Your guys never trailed on the night, got off to a great start, led by 12 after the first quarter and early into the second. Never let that lead get away. And held off Newell Fonda despite a valiant effort on their part in the closing minutes.
Yeah, you know, I'd say to characterize this was about team tonight. I don't know if there's, you know, an individual guy that did more than the other, but everybody did their role. We talked about that before the game that, you know, and when you're playing two great teams like us and Newell Fonda, you know, you're going to have great players on the floor. There's no drop-off. There's no one that you can not worry about or not consider. So it was going to be about which players really stepped up. And I thought, you know, a kid like Blake Cavanaugh had a huge defensive night for us. I mean, he scored two, but, I mean, he made Bryce work for everything he got. You know, Bryce to get 20, still a great job by him. He's a heck of a player. But, you know, I just thought our communication on defense was excellent. And that was really the key. To hold a team that scores 71 in the 40s, you know, if you'd have told me that before the game, I'd have said that's a pretty tall task to do.
Yeah, that's a good point and shows a lot about your defensive effort in this game. Were there any new wrinkles you threw at the Mustangs this time, or did you see anything that you hadn't in the previous two meetings?
You know, not so much from them. You know, I saw they kind of backed the pressure off a little bit in the third quarter, in the second half there, and tried to guard us a little bit more in the half court. Then they sped it right back up again in the fourth, and those kids play so hard, and they're just everywhere. You feel like they got nine of them on the floor sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I give a big credit to them. They really made that one tough there to get. But you know, defensively, we went with a box and one. We haven't done that this year. We run a shell drill about 95% of our practices, which is really kind of a box and one principle. So I'm glad we worked on it that much this season, because you never know when you're going to need it. And our guys, for only one day of practice, to come out and execute it like that is just awesome.
And you're playing Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton in the sub-state final. They beat Arweva fairly easily, 69-50.
Yeah, you know, hearing some things, you know, you never want to look ahead or look too far ahead, but obviously in the days of social media and quick stats and those things, it's kind of hard to escape that. But we knew they're the two just great teams. I know Arweva had gotten them twice during the regular season, so obviously Exira knew them well, and I wasn't surprised with either one of them. I thought it could easily be either one of those teams. Obviously, Exira's got some talented kids. I think they've only lost two games all season long. Mm. I know they've got some size inside, if I remember right, but we've got some tape ready. We haven't looked at it yet, but that'll be what happens in about an hour here, so we'll get prepping for Saturday now.
Hopefully Saturday, but with the weather the way it is, might turn out to be Monday. Who knows? Maybe they'll both have a little bit more preparation time, but you're there one game away from the state tournament. Coach Stephen Jaden, thanks a bunch to you and the guys for your time.
Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate it. I just want to say hey to my wife. She was under the weather tonight. So love you, honey, and I'll be home to watch some tape here in about an hour.
All right, Coach. Best of luck Saturday or in the sub-state final, whenever that may be. We'll be seeing you.
Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate it.